From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The death toll has risen in Uganda after two bombs went off at places where people were watching Sunday's World Cup final. Officials now saying at least 50 people died, including one American. Authorities say the blast raised suspicions of an Islamist connection due to the country's troop presence in Somalia. There's been no claim of responsibility. In World Cup soccer, the score 1-0 in South Africa.
They take advantage of the extra man, and they believe they're going to win the World Cup for the very first time.
The players on both sides visibly exhausted as Spain wins the game over the Netherlands in overtime with that one goal by midfielder Andres Iniesta. BP says it's making progress in its mission to stop the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico by installing a second tighter cap on the damaged wellhead on the seafloor. Officials say they won't know for days if the operation is in fact working. Meantime, Florida Public Radio's Tramiel Gomes reports panel members of the President's Oil Spill Commission began their work today in Florida, making their first official site visits of affected Gulf Coast communities.
Commission members heard an earful about the response to the oil spill. Bob Zales, president of the Panama City Boatmen's Association, complained about the federal government.
I think BP is really trying hard to do the right thing, but they're being impeded by EPA, OSHA, NOAA is a problem.
Zales is talking about the amount of red tape he faces each day to take part in BP's Vessel of Opportunity program. Former Florida Senator Bob Graham, who chairs the commission, also heard how BP has been slow to pay claims.
It was our feeling that the only way to start was to talk to the people who'd been most impacted by this tragedy.
After traveling Florida's panhandle, the commission will conduct hearings in Louisiana. For NPR News, I'm Tramiel Gomes in Panama City Beach.
Lance Armstrong no longer has a chance of taking the title in this year's Tour de France. Frank Browning has more from Paris.
Certain truisms can't be overcome, and the tax on aging muscles is one of the surest, as Lance Armstrong found out when he lost 12 minutes in the eighth stage of the Tour. First, a crash ahead of him forced him onto a green shoulder. Then, at the 87-mile mark, he fell in a roundabout and roll-skidded on the ground at roughly 60 miles an hour. He had trouble returning to his place in the peloton as other teams sped past, finishing 13 minutes and 26 seconds behind Australian Cadel Evans, who took over the leader's yellow jersey. At 38, Armstrong already has said that this would be his last time at the Tour, after claiming seven previous championships, many of them marked by accusations of doping, none of which has ever been proven. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
From Washington, this is NPR News. The heads of President Obama's National Debt Commission say the government's fiscal situation is dire. Republican Alan Simpson and Democrat Erskine Bowles telling a meeting of the National Governors Association that everything needs to be considered to control spending. They say that could include scaling back popular tax breaks like home mortgage deductions. It may soon cost to go to summer school in New Jersey. NPR's Carrie Kahn says the state legislature passed a law okaying a fee plan for summertime classes, but the governor has yet to sign the bill.
The proposed bill would allow school districts to charge for both remedial and enrichment courses during the summer. Prices would vary depending on a family's income, but lawmakers say they had no choice but to charge for summer school due to the drastic cuts to the state school districts. Local district officials have been trying to charge for summer school tuition for some time. They say their remedial course programs have been running in the red for years, but an obscure part of the education code did not allow fees charged to district students. The New Jersey School Board Association endorsed the fee plan. The governor's office did not return a call seeking comment, but if Governor Christie does sign the bill, the law wouldn't go into effect until next year's summer school session. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Former hostage Ingrid Betancourt says she has no plans to sue the Colombian government for damages for the more than 6 years she spent as a hostage held by leftist rebels. Her statement comes 2 days after it was reported that she filed a damages request with the government, seeking some $6.8 million for her suffering while being held captive. The military calls her ungrateful. They rescued Betancourt along with 14 others in July of 2008. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.